Something very special happening at All Pro Freight Stadium. Usually Lake Erie Crushers baseball is taking place, but coming up tomorrow, beginning at 6:30 in the evening when the gates open, All Pro Freight Stadium is now host to the Lake Erie Crushers Craft Beer Festival, presented by Slaughter Insurance and Auto Owners Insurance. And it'll feature lots of music as well as more than 70 beers from local and regional breweries and wineries, and they'll be available for sample. We'll talk about that, find out more, as we have with us on the line this morning Mark Bivenauer, who's the Executive Vice President for the Brew Kettle. Good morning, Mark. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me on this morning.
So when did your interest in microbrews or these type of beers come to be? How did this become a passion for you?
For me, I've personally been in the beer business, oh gosh, about 36 years now. And I would say probably the last five or six have been focused on the craft beer industry.
What makes this something that's become so popular? What is it about craft beer that really has caught on with America?
Well, I think the opportunity for people to find a beer or flavor or taste that they really prefer. There are so many really good beers out there. Obviously, the Brew Kettle, we think we make some great beers, but there's a lot of great breweries across the state and really across the country. And for people to find something that really fits their taste profile, everybody's different, everybody's tastes are different. So I think the explosion of craft breweries has really given people the chance to go out there and find something that they like. And that's the thing about a festival like we're hosting tomorrow with the Crushers, is the opportunity for people just to sample different beers, try different things that maybe they haven't tried. And it's an inexpensive way to do it. You know, they get a 4-ounce sample, and they can try it. And, of course, if they don't like it, they move on to the next one.
Mark, without giving away top secrets, what are some interesting things you might put in a craft beer?
Oh, my gosh. You know, these brewers are amazing guys. Most brewers are very creative, and there's no secrets. We've got beers with honey. We've got beers with lemon. We've got beers with pepper and spices. We've got beers with grapefruit, and people are adding all sorts of different food products and natural products back into the beer, and have really taken the taste profile all across the spectrum.
When people have never had craft beer before and have used to getting beer from the large manufacturers that have been a staple on our, you know, what is the main difference when they taste the beers? What do you find that people will say to you about them?
Well, I think the biggest thing is a lot of people are surprised by, what hop flavor tastes like. You know, most of the brewers try to put a lot of hop into their beer. That seems to be sort of the norm right now. And I think people are just genuinely surprised at the taste flavor and the taste profile of hops in general. And then I think, a lot of people have suspicious ideas that, just because this beer is dark, it's going to be bitter, or that a lot of these beers are going to be bitter. And I always tell people, I take a lot of beers to our festivals, and I try to sample people as best I can, and I tell them, just try different things. Don't be afraid of the color profile. Don't be afraid of, maybe the description. Just give it a try. You know, you may like something. It's one of those, when your mom and dad, when you were growing up, mom and dad said, well, try this, and, you had heard otherwise. Well, until you try it, it may be something that you really enjoy.
We're talking this morning with Mark Bivenauer, who is with the Brew Kettle, one of the many breweries that will be on hand for the Lake Erie Crushers Brew Festival. Again, that's coming up tomorrow, beginning at 6:30 at All Pro Freight Stadium. I looked at some of the lists of the different breweries that are there under yours. They list some of the beers that you're bringing. And if I might ask, can you kind of describe, at least these are the three that they had at the time, I guess subject to change as anything is. One is called White Raja. Is that how I pronounce that right?
You did. I just want to correct you. VIP, the doors open at 5 o'clock for VIPs. We did sell some VIP tickets, and those doors open at 5. And then the main gates open at 6:30 for the general public. So didn't want to catch that.
What do the VIPs get that the rest of us won't get if we come later?
VIPs get the first crack at any of the beers, that are going to be there that are listed. And then the VIPs are going to be allowed to eat from a VIP buffet, which is upstairs in the suite up above. And our chef there at the Crusher Stadium is putting out a real nice spread of food. And then we'll have a couple specialty firkins and maybe a couple special beers upstairs for those VIPs. And then for our beers, the beers you spoke of, White Raja. White Raja is our award-winning IPA. It had a great year last year. It took a bronze medal out of the GABF in Denver out of like 336 beers. We got third, so we were pretty excited by that. And Face Magazine called it the best IPA in the country after a wide taste test of about 118 different beers, 118. So it had a great year. And then we're bringing Oktoberfest, which is our German-style fest beer. Great beer for this time of year. Got a nice malt background to it. And then we're doing a Big Woody, which is a really nice Helles lager, one of those beers that is probably for some of those people that you mentioned that may just be sticking their toe into the craft beer business and kind of want to start out sampling some of these. This is a great beer for people to get started into the craft beer business. It's not a big, overpowering beer. It's a nice drinking beer. And then we're going to have a special pin up in the VIP area. We took our award-winning Lupulo Libre. It's a double IPA that our brewmaster puts together. And we're gonna hit that with some special seasoning. We roast our habanero peppers in our smoker, and we're going to add that and some peppers and some spices, and we call it Loco Libre. So it's got a little bit of a flair to it, and that's a great beer as well.
As somebody involved in the business, is it more fun to create the beer, name the beer, or drink the beer?
Yes, yes, and yes.
Absolutely. It sounds like it could be a lot of fun, and you're going to have a lot of folks coming out again. That's at All Pro Freight Stadium, the Lake Erie Crushers Craft Beer Festival, presented by Schlatter Insurance and Auto Owners Insurance, featuring a lot of, you have musical acts there too, and fireworks, I understand, too.
We do. You know, there's a lot of great festivals out there, and there's a lot of people that work real hard to put a lot of festivals on. And my hat's off to the team at the Crushers. They have just done an amazing job. You know, we partnered with them and told them we would help them, and we've done that. But they've got a phenomenal team out there. They've got a great location, and you know, to try to make it a little more fun, you know, we added the fireworks. You know, we think that's kind of a cool thing. We've got Joe Bell and the Swing Lizards, some great music. Should be a great night of good music. We'll have cornhole going on. And really, you know, baseball and beer is kind of an all-American thing. So just having it at a baseball stadium, then to have the fireworks, good music. And from what I understand, we're going to have some good weather, I hope. So I think it's just going to be a ton of fun out there. And again, you know, my hat's off to that team out there. They've done a phenomenal job in a short time. So come out and join us.
Yep, and I guess you can get tickets on the day of the event, but I guess still a possibility to save a little bit if they get the tickets in advance. And also, I suppose, VIP tickets still available?
They are. We still have a few VIPs left. We had to limit that just because of the, you know, the food and all the extras that go with it. I should mention everyone that comes to the event will get a ticket for the Crushers 2017 season. So they'll get a free ticket for a game at All Pro Stadium next year. Those VIPs are $45 pre-sale, $50 the day of the event. General admission is $30 pre-sale and $40 day of the event. And, you know, with that, you get 20 sample tickets, 4-ounce pours. So that should be plenty of beer for everyone. I don't anticipate anybody would need many more than that. And most people will probably stop short of that using all those tickets. But it just, again, it gives everyone a great chance to sample some really great beers. We've got a great lineup. We've got a lot of friends that are coming. We've got some of our locals from the Cleveland area there. We've got some national beers coming in. We've got some folks that have been in business a couple years, and we got people that are in business for 25 years. So we're really, really excited about the selection and the opportunity to grow. We actually had to cut off the beers coming in this year because of the timeliness of everything. So we had to get things rolling, but we're excited as this thing grows. This could be a really nice event for the folks up in Avon.
And again, you can go to LakeErieCrushers.com to get all the details if you'd like to find out more about the Lake Erie Crushers Craft Beer Festival. Again, it's tomorrow with general doors open at 6:30, but prior to that, the VIP will be taking place. Our guest this morning, Mark Bivenauer from the Brew Kettle in Amherst. Mark, thanks for joining us. Appreciate your time this morning.
Oh, it was my pleasure, and hope to see everyone at the ballpark tomorrow.
Sounds good.